Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world. Today's stories include Hong Kong, Grand Falun Gong March well received by locals and tourists alike. Shenyan's beauty and spirituality inspire New York audiences. Beijing citizens call for the release of Falun Gong practitioner. Cases of Falun Gong practitioners arrested while going about their lives. And a troubled young man finds hope in Falun Gong. Communist regime tortures him for his belief. Now for the stories. Hong Kong, Grand Falun Gong March well received by locals and tourists alike. On the occasion of the 2015 Hong Kong Falun Dafa Conference, practitioners held a grand march on January 17th to raise awareness of the persecution in China. Locals welcomed the Falun Gong March as a beacon of courage in times of political uncertainty in Hong Kong, while many Chinese tourists took advantage of the opportunity to renounce their party memberships. A local man, Mr. Liu, clapped as he watched the procession pass. "I really like it. It's so moving," he said. He told the reporter that Saturdays were the only days he had free time. "I have been waiting for this march for a long time. I have been here every Saturday so I could catch it. I like Falun Gong." After learning how quitting the Chinese Communist Party, CCP organizations, may bring inner peace and a brighter future, Mr. Luo quit the Young Pioneers, a communist organization he was forced to join at a very young age before he moved to Hong Kong. Ms. Chu, a local business owner, said, "Only Falun Gong practitioners dare to speak the truth about the evil nature of the Chinese Communist Party. The CCP has done so much damage to our society. It's very bad. Please keep it up," she said after she quit the CCP organizations. "We are all counting on you." About 1,000 Falun Gong practitioners from Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, and other Southeast Asian countries joined the Awaken the Conscience and End the Persecution march. Another woman told a practitioner, "Killing Falun Gong practitioners for their organs is horrible. It should not happen. Falun Gong is good. I know it." In the end, she quit the Young Pioneers, the only communist organization she had ever joined. Practitioner Rong overheard one middle-aged man tell another as they watched the march, "I know the CCP is bad. That is why I immigrated to Hong Kong." She talked with both of them and asked if they would like to dissociate themselves from the CCP organizations. Both agreed. A familiar event to Hong Kong residents, such marches never cease to amaze tourists from the mainland. Among them was Mr. He, who videotaped the march with his mobile phone. "This is the first time I've ever seen a parade like this. It's awesome." Acknowledging the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, Mr. He said everyone should have the freedom of belief. "It's important to be a good person, to follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, to have a conscience," he said. Ms. Chu, who traveled from Shenzhen City in Guangdong Province, said it was the first time she had ever attended a march like this. "It is much bigger than what I thought it would be. I believe the values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance will have a positive effect on society." She said what she saw here was very different from the propaganda about Falun Gong in mainland China, and that she believed in freedom of belief. About 1,000 Falun Gong practitioners from Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, and other Southeast Asian countries participated in the parade, which focused on awakening conscience and ending persecution. Led by the Divine Land Marching Band, the march was composed of six contingents: awakening conscience, opposing the persecution, supporting righteousness, the power of the nine commentaries, quitting the Chinese Communist Party, and Falun Dafa is good. The event started at 2 p.m. and lasted about 3 hours. Many people stopped to watch, take pictures, and quit the party.
Shenyun's beauty and spirituality inspire New York audiences. Shenyun Performing Arts completed the second half of a series of performances at the Lincoln Center in New York on January 18, 2014. All seven shows beginning January 14 had full houses. Many in the audience were accomplished artists and business leaders who found Shenyun inspirational and moving. Producers, inspirational and exciting. "It is just like an amazing experience here. I mean, the stories are exciting, the dance is very professional, and the costumes are beautiful," said Stuart F. Lane, six-time Tony Award winner. He added that he was impressed by the show's blending of technical graphics with the dance. "It's quite exciting to watch, quite inspirational." Mr. Lane's wife, Bonnie Comley, Vice President of Stellar Productions, International Incorporated, and a 3-time Tony Award-winning producer, also attended Shen Yun's performance on January 18th. Mrs. Comley exclaimed, "The graphics, the digital background animation, it was really so amazing and so well done. I thought that it showed the combination of dance, music, and the graphics together. I thought, wow, just as I'm watching it, I was getting ideas, possibilities. That's exciting," said Mr. Lane. Mrs. Comley summed up their experience of the show overall. "The dancing is beautiful. The production values are just tremendous. With so many dancers, so many talented dancers, it's really great. We're having a wonderful time." Composer, uplifting and deep. Composer and conductor David Eaton described his experience with Shen Yun. "It was very uplifting and inspiring, and at times very deep. I thought it was fabulous, wonderful," he exclaimed after the evening performance on January 14th. "I think that the bringing together of the Eastern and Western elements was very effective. I enjoyed it so much," Mr. Eaton said of Shen Yun's live orchestra. He also shared his feelings after hearing Shen Yun's music. "I'm a big believer in the power of art to heal people, to help people transcend their differences, their barriers." Many Western artists, Bach, Beethoven, also believed that music was a way to connect to God. "I'm going to tell my friends, my colleagues, my family to come again," he said. TV program host, unbelievably skillful and graceful. WNBC anchor and host of Caught on Camera, Contessa Brewer called Shen Yun unbelievable, exciting, and captivating after seeing the performance on January 17. "The skill, the talent on the stage is jaw-dropping." Mrs. Brewer said, "It's so graceful, it's so moving. The emotions it brings out is just incredible." Mrs. Brewer said she was particularly mesmerized by Shen Yun's interactive digital backdrop. "I love the use of technology with those ancient art forms," Mrs. Brewer said. "The composition and the juxtaposition between them is incredible." Company owners, values touching the heart. Tolerance, peace, and love, said Maria Chiari, vice president of International Shrimp Company, Pamilo. After seeing the performance on Wednesday, "That was beautiful. It really touched our hearts." Patience, said her husband, Rodolfo Chiari, who owns Pamilo, describing the values he found in the show. "The virtue of patience and loving people through their art, and that can be transformative, can be changing the darker souls that are in China. Very loving, very tolerant, very sweet, and they don't deserve what's going on," referring to the persecution of Falun Gong. She added, "It's a different China." Shen Yun will continue its United States tour with 5 shows in Boston on January 23rd to 25th and 5 shows in Los Angeles on January 22nd to 25th.
Beijing citizens call for the release of Falun Gong practitioner. Nearly 100 people from Beijing signed a petition this month calling for the release of Mr. Peng Yu, detained for his belief in Falun Gong. Although similar petitions for Falun Gong have circulated in other parts of China, this was the first time it happened in the nation's capital, where the persecution of Falun Gong has been especially severe. In China's oppressive environment, this type of large-scale grassroots rescue campaign for Falun Gong was first seen a decade after the persecution began, when 376 villagers in Fushan, Liaoning province, signed a petition to rescue Falun Gong practitioner Zhu Dawei in 2009. In 2012, 10,000 people from Hebei province signed a petition to rescue Jing Qiangqing. In 2014, 5 batches of signed petitions totaling 6,368 were submitted to the local authorities, calling for Hebei practitioner Qin Tingqiao's release. To date, more than 100,000 signatures have been collected all over China, condemning the persecution of Falun Gong and the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. Growing public support, and now from the citizens from the heart of the nation, is a hopeful sign that the end of the persecution is near. Peng Yu arrested in Shaanxi province for talking about Falun Gong. Peng Yu's arrest was previously reported on the Minghui website. Mr. Peng Yu from Beijing was arrested in Shaanxi province on December 5, 2014, after being reported to police for talking to business partners about the persecution of Falun Gong. Mr. Peng is currently being held in the Huanglong County Detention Center. His family and lawyer rushed 650 miles from Beijing to visit him, only to be turned away. Prior to this most recent arrest, Mr. Peng had been sentenced to an 8-year term in 2000 and to 4 years in 2009. His only crime was practicing Falun Gong. After the arrest in 2000, local police ransacked his home and confiscated his personal belongings, including a Nissan Cedric car, watches, and jewelry worth more than 600,000 yuan. Peng Yu, then director of a successful state-owned real estate company, started practicing Falun Gong in 1998, when he witnessed the practice save his mother's life from leukemia. As a result of following Falun Gong's teachings of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in his daily life, Peng Yu has gained a good reputation in the community and among his colleagues. Collecting signatures in Beijing. Upon hearing about the arrest of Peng Yu, local Falun Gong practitioners in Beijing started a petition drive for his rescue. Beijing, as the nation's capital, has been a center of the persecution, and the government has maintained an especially oppressive atmosphere there. This makes it all the more remarkable that a good number of Beijing citizens have been willing to sign this petition in support of Falun Gong. Peng Yu's story and his mother's remarkable recovery drew a great deal of interest from supporters. Some of them wanted to know more about Falun Gong and asked for Falun Gong books. Quite a few signatures came from government officials and veteran Communist Party members. Perhaps they know more than the average citizen about the government's corruption and violence. One retired official was even willing to put his photo next to his signature. "I want to stand on the side of justice," he said. Falun Gong practitioners involved in this rescue effort said that many people not only learned more about Falun Gong, but also chose to take a stance against the party by renouncing their memberships in party organizations. After signing the petition, one gentleman was asked by his friends, "Aren't you afraid that the police will come after you?" He answered, "If they come, I will tell them that Falun Dafa is good, and that is the truth." Cases of Falun Gong practitioners arrested while going about their lives. Under the Chinese Communist Party's persecution policy, many law-abiding citizens were arrested while going about their daily lives. They caused no harm to anyone nor disturbed any social order, yet simply for their belief in Falun Gong, numerous small business owners, farmers, housewives, and professionals were seized by police in the most unassuming places. The following examples offer a glimpse into the CCP's arrest of innocent people while they were carrying on with their everyday life. Arrested while selling noodles. On the morning of December 13, 2014, Ms. Li Meiling of Shandong Province was selling noodles in the Rizhuang Market. A young woman stopped by Ms. Li's stall to buy noodles. When Ms. Li was preparing the noodles for her, she told Ms. Li to wait while she went to make a phone call. A few police from the Rizhuang Police Station then arrived shortly thereafter and arrested Ms. Li. She was sent to the Mupundong 3rd Detention Center. During the arrest, the young woman even helped the police drag Ms. Li to the car. It turned out that the young woman was actually from the Rizhuang Police Station and had deliberately come to the market to check if Ms. Li was around. Arrested while preparing dinner at home. Ms. Jin Changlin from Jiangsu Province got home from work in the late afternoon on December 2, 2014. She was preparing dinner when somebody came up to her door and shouted for her to open it. A dozen people, consisting of the director of the police station, community branch secretary, and police officers, dashed into her house when she opened the door. As they rummaged through her house, they snapped photos as well. She was then arrested and taken to the police station. Arrested while walking down the street. Heilongjiang Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Jiang Bo was walking down the street on April 4, 2014, when police from the Harbin Police Station arrested him. He was given an administrative detention that day and criminal detention on April 16. This is a common tactic used by the Chinese Communist Party. The administrative detention expires in 15 days, while a criminal detention period can vary in length. Practitioners will be given administrative detention when there is a lack of clear evidence, while the CCP gathers false documents in order to incriminate them. Thereafter, the detention will be changed from administrative to criminal within 15 days. Mr. Jiang's arrest was approved on May 20th, and a hearing was secretly held later. His family was not informed of his situation during this period. Arrested while en route to attend a funeral. Miss Chin Li was rushing from Chongqing to her hometown in Fengdu on the night of November 12, 2014, for a relative's funeral when she was stopped for identification checks at the train station. Like the rest of the Falun Gong practitioners, Ms. Chin's identification card was tampered with by the CCP. Hence, the train station staff could immediately identify that she was a practitioner when they checked her ID card. They detained her and informed the police. Ms. Chin was then arrested and sent to the detention center. Her house was also raided. Arrested for buying books. Ms. Bai Chiaoyan traveled to Hong Kong and bought Falun Gong books. Upon her return to Guangdong on November 30, 2013, Shenzhen police found the books in her belongings and arrested her. She was sent to the Shenzhen Detention Center shortly afterward. Arrested for requesting to observe a public trial. A trial was held on the morning of July 30, 2014, for four Falun Gong practitioners, Ms. Tong Qinying, Ms. Yin Chiaoyang, Ms. Tong Kaichu, and Ms. Chiao Guiying in Hunan Province Court. A practitioner, Ms. Li Shirong, and Ms. Tong Kaichu's 80-year-old mother were stopped by the director of the 610 office when they entered the court. They were told that there were no more tickets to observe the trial. When the director stopped Ms. Li, several police officers came forward and lifted her off the ground and carried her to the police car. Ms. Tong's mother was also taken away. Why was a trial held for these four practitioners? Because they had previously requested to attend the trial of another practitioner, Ms. Chen Kaiyu. Ms. Chen was tried in court on November 21, 2013. Her relatives and friends, including the four practitioners, requested to observe the trial. However, they were informed by the court staff that they needed to apply for tickets when the hearing starts in the afternoon. When they went to apply for the tickets in the afternoon, the courtroom was closed and the court was heavily guarded. No one was allowed to observe the trial. 3 months later, Hicheng Public Security Bureau submitted a request to the Procuratorate to arrest the four practitioners, accusing them of blocking police cars and disturbing the court proceedings. The Procuratorate did not approve the arrest due to lack of evidence. However, the four practitioners were taken away and detained at the detention center on April 9th when they went to the Domestic Security Division to inquire about the situation.
A troubled young man finds hope in Falun Gong. Communist regime tortures him for his belief. Mr. Tian Jinxin, 38, had an unhappy childhood. His parents divorced when he was very young, and he suffered from depression. He even began smoking and drinking and fell into other negative behaviors, such as gambling and gang fights. 19 years ago, however, a decision he made, learning Falun Gong, turned his life around. He gave up his bad habits and abandoned the bad influences in his life. Following the principles of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, he became a man of dignity and integrity. Mr. Tian thought the worst was behind him, but after the persecution began, he was arrested in 2000 for exercising his basic human rights, appealing for justice for Falun Gong. For the nearly 15 years that followed, he has been detained several times, sentenced, and has suffered tremendous physical and mental torture. Most recently, Mr. Tian was arrested on May 17, 2014, for hiring lawyers to defend several detained Falun Gong practitioners. His lawyers and family were repeatedly denied visitation. The local procuratorate formally approved his arrest, but returned his case to the police for them to gather more evidence against him. Mr. Tian is currently still in police custody. Despite the ordeals he suffered over the years, he told his family that he has never regretted his decision to practice Falun Gong. He asked his family to publicize his story to help raise awareness and end the persecution. Headed for trouble. Raised by his grandmother, with his parents often absent in his life, Mr. Tian grew into an antisocial, rebellious young man. He had a very bad temper and spent his parents' money recklessly on drinking and gambling. He did not like school and frequently got drunk and started fights. Worried about his future, his mother used her connections to get him a job in a state-run factory. It was a dream job for anyone with no college degree. However, he never took it seriously and acted irresponsibly. He was eventually fired when he improperly operated a machine, causing an accident that could have been disastrous. Turning point. Even though he was not fond of school, Tien Jinshin liked to read books on cultivation, Buddhism, and Shakyamuni. He was particularly impressed when he came across the words in some of the books that said, "The law wheels constantly spin." In September 1995, he borrowed the book Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong teachings, and finished reading it in one night. He was determined to begin practicing Falun Gong right away. His friends could hardly believe the changes in him. He proudly told them, "It's my master, Li Hongzhi, who has given me a brand new life and the chance for me to be a good person." Many of Mr. Tien's friends and family members then also began practicing Falun Gong. Filled with gratitude, Mr. Tien's mother told him, "I failed to raise you well, but Falun Gong has totally changed you. Your master is magnificent." Persecuted for his belief, Mr. Tien's peaceful world was turned upside down, however, when the persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999. He lost his freedom. His whereabouts were closely monitored, and his phone was tapped. He received harassing calls from law enforcement officials threatening his and his family's safety. Mr. Tien was arrested in Beijing when he went there to appeal for Falun Gong on January 13, 2000. He was detained in the Xianfeng District Xingfu Detention Center in Harbin City and was pressured to write statements to renounce Falun Gong, but he refused. To force Mr. Tien give up Falun Gong, the head of the domestic security team of Xianfeng District, Wang Shengli, took the advantage of his vulnerable situation. His wife was almost due with their first child. To coerce Mr. Tien's father and his uncles to make Mr. Tien renounce his faith. When that attempt failed, Wang threatened to sentence Mr. Tien to forced labor. Meanwhile, Wang demanded that Mr. Tien's wife bring money to the detention center to secure his release. Mr. Tien's wife gave birth to their child on Chinese New Year's Day 2000, but Mr. Tien was not there. He was released and met his six-week-old baby for the first time only after the authorities extorted 17,500 yuan, $3,000, from his family. Not long after that, a dozen plainclothes policemen broke into Mr. Tien's apartment at midnight on July 19, 2000. Without showing any ID or search warrant, they ransacked Mr. Tien's apartment and confiscated his Falun Gong books, audio recordings, and videotapes. They arrested Mr. Tien and took him back to their station, where they hung him up and tortured him for the entire evening. He was released the next day. Mr. Tien was arrested once again on August 11, 2000, and was detained in the Harbin City Detention Center, where he was forced to package toothpicks to be sold to five-star hotels. He was brutally beaten by the inmates. In the Nangang Detention Center, where he was transferred in November, he contracted scabies due to the harsh conditions. Tian Jinshin was illegally sentenced in September 2001 and incarcerated in Yangfeng Prison in Wu Dianlian Qi City. The head of the prison threatened him, saying that he would torture him to death if Mr. Tian refused to comply and then claim it was a suicide. He pressured Mr. Tien daily to write statements to renounce Falun Gong, had guards watch him around the clock, and beat him when he did not write the statements. Mr. Tien's family went to visit him 8 days after he was incarcerated, only to find that he had been brutally tortured. He looked very pale and had lost a tremendous amount of weight. He wrapped his bare body with only a winter coat and pants, since the inmates had stolen the rest of his clothes. To make him renounce Falun Gong, the prison guards beat him so brutally that the wooden clubs they used were broken in the process. When Mr. Tien refused to do forced labor, the head guard struck his face with his pickaxe and his eyes bled. After the latest arrest in May 2014, over a dozen plainclothes policemen ransacked Mr. Tien's apartment again and confiscated his Falun Gong books, computer, household registry, marriage certificate, driver's license, and other personal belongings. He was brutally shocked, with electric batons and deprived of sleep. The police interrogated him around the clock in an attempt to find out how he had hired defense attorneys for other Falun Gong practitioners who were incarcerated and tortured. The police also wanted to know how he and two other practitioners submitted an article exposing police officers' illegal conduct to a website outside China. Good Samaritan. Two young men were stranded outside on a cold winter night. They tried for hours to hitch a ride, and finally Mr. Tian stopped for them. One of the young men commented, "Had you not stopped for us, we might have frozen to death tonight." Mr. Tian told them how Falun Gong changed him from a person who didn't care about anyone to one who was considerate of others. One of Mr. Tian's employees stole a box of cell phones from his business. Others urged Mr. Tian to contact the police to track that employee down, but he wanted to give his employee a second chance. A couple of days later, that employee came back with the cell phones and apologized to Mr. Tian. Mr. Tian and his wife once took in an old woman who had a stroke and was paralyzed. The woman's brother was surprised to see how well they took care of his sister and was very thankful for them. Mr. Tian also hired lawyers to represent fellow practitioners in court and visited all of the law enforcement agencies to seek the release of practitioners who were illegally incarcerated. No regrets. In the past 15 years, the Chinese Communist Party had stopped at nothing to discredit Falun Gong practitioners and to cover up their crimes against humanity. However, Mr. Tian's story is one of many that paints a much different picture. Mr. Tian stated, 19 years ago, I chose to practice Falun Gong, which transformed me into a brand new person. I will continue on this path no matter what. I've done nothing wrong by helping others. I have no regrets.
That's all we have for you this week. If you like the contents, please go to our website to subscribe to the weekly newsletter, or send your suggestions and feedback to editor@en.minghui.org. Thank you for listening.